Hello.
Oh, hi, Jeremy. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How
good.
Are you?
I'm really good, too. Thanks for asking. I'm actually in the cancellation department, but I was reading your text, and I think
we're not canceling.
Okay. You just wanted to clarify a couple things or tell me what it is that...
No, we were just, I don't know. I just was started doing this without really talking to my wife about it. Me and her kind of had an argument about...
About us
kind of pursuing this without talking about it, but we both kind of set our minds to doing it. We've just had a bad experience with a couple other companies that are, I don't want to say similar to you because you guys are your own establishment, but it was another company that had set us up a website. My wife put a lot of time into it, and we didn't know that when... Like, we didn't want to pay them anymore for it. We didn't know that they could just take the website from us. And that's what happened. And our website was gone. And there was no more having it. And then we tried to talk about, like, getting it put back on there. It was just a nightmare. And so my wife just kind of thought when she talked to the woman yesterday in sales, you know, and setting everything up, she was like, it seems like the same thing we already paid for, Jeremy. She's like, why did you do this without me? And I'm like, well, the main thing I'm doing it for is for the SEO. Like, we need to be on Google.
Absolutely.
And, but when it comes to the website, like, are you guys pretty much the same as how that company is? Like, are we going to be paying you guys to set the website up, and then we're going to have a website listed? Are we ever going to be able to, let's say in the future, if we end up getting to a point where we don't need you guys to be helping us market or advertise, are we able to take our website and leave? Or is it something that we only have as we're paying you guys?
No, you have two options. If you ever were to cancel the program, you can purchase the domain for a one-time buyout of $99, and then you always have it. That's the web address. And that would mean you would have to, you know, go build your own site, but you get to keep the web address so you could start advertising it right away, right?
Yeah.
The second option would be you cancel the program but keep the website and the content and just pay us $49 monthly for the hosting and maintenance of the site. So you have both of those options if you ever decided to discontinue with us.
Well, hold on. So what deal is that, paying $49 for you guys?
That's if you wanted the website and the content. So, for instance, when we build the site, we're going to be putting, you know, pictures and logos and, you know, putting a bunch of credibility on there, making sure that, you know, obviously we specialize in exposure, you know, making sure that a potential client can find you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment.
I understand that.
But
what's different with that and what I'm paying for now, which is $250?
Oh, because the $249 program gets you the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. It gets you the popular directories, the Facebook ads.
Cool. And let's say we have this for a while. So let's say this is 2 years down the road.
Yep.
And so there's always an option to switch it to a $50 a month to just keep us listed pretty much, but you guys aren't doing what you do to keep us, like, number one. It'll be up to us to do that on our own and to drive business to ourselves. But, like, if we were to pay you guys $49.99, you would keep our website listed?
Yeah, the website and the content stays fully active. So, and it's just $49 flat, too. It's not $49.99.
Okay, and that's being on Google also. Being listed on Google.
Because everywhere that we place the site now, you're always going to have the site attached to those destinations.
Okay.
Unless you went out and built a new site and you wanted to change it. But if not, your site's going to be on Facebook, on Google, on Bing, on, you know, a couple of solid directories. And that'll always stay whether you work with us or not in the future, you know?
Yeah. No, it's cool. We want to do it. Is that what your mom wanted, a pizza Lunchable?
No.
A pizza Hot Pocket? All right, yeah. That sounds fine. We want to move forward with it because we were talking. We were just kind of having a day yesterday, and then we kind of sat down at night and we had a different perception of it. And we're like, hey, this is like we're advertising every other kind of way but having SEO and our website, you know. And it's like you hop online, the two number one ways to to advertise this type of business is through SEO and through a website, and we're over here doing everything but the number one, number two. Think, no, she can't.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing about this... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so... we're fine. We're fine
okay.
with it.
So I'll send the technicians a note that you decided to continue. That way they continue with the programming. One thing I'll let you know is if you got that email that says action needed pictures for Google verification,
mm-hmm.
that's actually a good thing. Google will protect you as a new business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So that email has, I think, about 7 different suggestions on it. It'll say, do you have a business license? Do you have a business registration? If not, an invoice with your address or a business card with the address or a work vehicle with the license plate. So you don't have to send all 7 items on that email. Just send over whatever you can, and that way when Google wants to verify you, we'll have that to submit, and it'll go through smoothly, okay?
All right, so I could get to doing that later on, yeah. Oh,
sure.
Go microwave it. You see them on the phone, honey. Can you go and handle something like that?
They don't like it when Daddy's on the phone, right?
I know. So, yeah, that's good. I know that the woman yesterday wanted me to get all that stuff done, and I asked my wife to do it. I don't think she did everything. I know she did a few things on there, but I think we didn't do that. So I'll have to, I can take a picture of her license plate and send. I'll look at the things you have. We should have all of it. So we have plenty of tools to send you guys and everything else. So.
Okay. Yeah. So we keep in mind as you send that, it's not like if you didn't have something that it's going to ruin everything and you'll never get published. That's not the case. It's just that Google wants to know that you're a valid business in there. And again, that's just to protect you from those big corporations from outside the area that try to come in and steal clients. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right. Well, good. I will have this all rolling for you. And if you have any questions in the future, just feel free to give me a call. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, is that about the only thing that we didn't sign yet? Was that?
The terms and conditions, we could do that real quick if you want to. And the only reason I suggest that is you are in the platinum package, and on our website, that platinum package sells for $5.99 monthly. So, Joey puts you into special pricing that's not available to the general public. So if you go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, what will happen is you're grandfathered into that rate, and we ensure that it will never go up. So I'll send you the link again right now. It'll come to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In 2 different forms. You'll get an email that says local / initial invoice, but you'll also get a text message that says, Jeremy, thank you for choosing local /.
Okay.
If you see that text, all you have to do is click on the link in there. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. And then once it opens, there's 2 little boxes if you scroll to the bottom that you have to check. 1 to show that you're authorized, the 2 to show that you receive text messages.
Okay.
And then once you plug your name in and hit confirm signature, it'll ask you for a username and password. That's your sign that it actually went through and it stuck. So that username and password's in your welcome email, so you already have that. But if you see the system asking you for that, then like I said, you'll know that it went through, okay?
Okay, so when it asks me for that, then I have to go to my welcome email and enter that?
Correct. I'll send you another email right now that says login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Okay.
Because I think you've gotten like 15 emails since you signed up. I don't want you to have to search through 15. So just look at the 2 fresh ones that I just sent you. The one to do the signature and then the second one, which has your login, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.